Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Dillard. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Luplow. Batting third. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Mahoney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Lattman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Barry Lattman. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Hicks. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ken Retzer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Chaney. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Tom Chaney. And now, play ball. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard takes first base on ball four. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dillard moves to second. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland takes first base on ball four. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cotter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Senators. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a pop-up towards short. Mahoney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is hit by the pitch. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Long. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Long steals second. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier takes first base on ball 4. Tom Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lattman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-1 in the game. Luplow strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hamlin hits a fly ball into center field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Long takes first base on ball 4. Hinton moves to second. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-1 in the game. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lattman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lattman. Hinton scores. Long moves to third. It's 2-0, Senators. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Long scores. Hicks moves to second. It's 3-0, Senators. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Retzer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. Kirkland moves to second. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Kindle reaches second base with a double. Kirkland scores. It's 3-1, Senators. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mahoney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cottier hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0-for-1 in the game. Chaney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Chaney moves to second. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ty Klein pinch hits for Barry Latman. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein takes first base on ball 4. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-2 in the game. Luplow hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cottier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Allen now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hinton strikes out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hicks takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Hicks moves to second. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Retzer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Kirkland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Francona moves to third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cottier hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chaney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Allen. O'Connell moves to second. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hamlin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held pinch hits for Jim Mahoney. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Essigian pinch hits for Bob Allen. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Chaney covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Woody Held now playing shortstop. Frank Funk now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hicks. The throw from Romano and he is out, Kindle applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 3 in the game. Luplow hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Pearsall who is chasing the ball. Francona reaches third base with a triple. Luplow goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Senators. Gene Green pinch hits for Willie Kirkland. Steve Hamilton now pitching. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball four. Willie Tasby pinch runs for Gene Green. Marty Cutina now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 3 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Francona tags and scores. One out. It's Indians, 3, Senators, 3. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Long. Tasby moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kindle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Retzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Held hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Tasby now playing center field. Don Dillard now playing left field. Al Luplow now playing right field. Gary Bell now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dillard. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0 for 3 in the game. Retzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to third. Bob Johnson pinch runs for Ken Retzer. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Chuck Cottier. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling takes first base on ball four. Johnson moves to second. Carl Bolden pinch runs for Gene Woodling. Jim King pinch hits for Marty Cutina. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it and throws to home to get Pearsall. Johnson moves to third. Bolden moves to second. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. There goes Bolden trying to get to home. Luplow throws the ball into Romano who tags Bolden who's trying to score from second, for the out. King moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-3, Senators. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Johnson now playing second base. Bob Schmidt now catching. Pete Burnside now pitching. Ken Aspromonte pinch hits for Gary Bell. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is called out on strikes. One out. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.